good morning.
And we can't get complacent because COVID-19 is still lurking about in the community, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. There's another wave coming through now. Make sure your hands, you know, you wash your hands or hand sanitise whenever you go anywhere. Just keep on top of all of those type of things. There's quite a bit of confusion out there with the boosters, with the COVID vaccine boosters. So I thought I'd just clear up any misconceptions that people might have. So ATAGI, who they're the people that give this advice out to us, their current recommendations are for a third dose. So a third dose of the COVID vaccine is recommended for anyone who's 16 years or over, as long as they have completed their primary course. So that's the first and the second vaccine,
mm-hmm.
at least 3 months prior to that, as well as that. So then people are now looking at the fourth dose as well. Again, that is recommended from 3 months after that first booster, so the third dose. This fourth dose is recommended for anyone over 50 years, any resident of an aged care or disability care facility who's 16 years or over, and anyone 16 years or over with medical conditions that may increase their risk to severe COVID-19. It's also recommended for people aged between 30 and 49 years old, if they choose to, anyone over 30. Generally too, if you've had COVID, they do recommend to defer your vaccine for at least 3 months after COVID-19. Now, I do realise there's lots of contradictory evidence out there, and overseas they are saying as soon as you feel symptom-free to go ahead and have your booster. But in Australia, ATAGI do recommend that three-month time period after you've had it.
From when you test positive, from that point onwards, defer it for 3 months.
3 months afterwards, yep. And until we hear anything different from ATAGI, that's all pharmacies and doctors will sort of go along those guidelines.
I've noticed a few people have picked up COVID, not only the first time, but perhaps the second time or so. We know those isolation days have been relaxed a little bit too, haven't they?
Look, they have. They've been relaxed quite a bit, actually. Pretty much, if you are symptom-free, you can put a mask on and go about your business. We all do recommend very strongly, though, that you stay home and just try to prevent spreading it around the community, because while you might be fine, other people won't be fine. So if possible, please stay home. Keep that mask on if you have to go out, and hand sanitise, social distance, all those type of things.
Spreading of COVID down to minimal.
Absolutely, yep. And look, just be logical. Everyone, you know, is logical about it. We should be okay.
And some of the services that you do possess there at Dixon's Guardian Pharmacy you'd like to bring to our attention this morning, Catherine?
Look, that's right. You know, it's getting harder and harder to get into our doctors. Our doctors are flat out. So pharmacies are sort of stepping up and trying to help where we can. So, you know, we can do the whooping cough vaccine as well as the COVID and the flu vaccine. A few other things, though, that people don't realise that we can do is we can do diabetes checks. So we can actually check your HbA1c levels, which is your glycosylated hemoglobin test. Now, this will actually give you an average blood sugar test over a three-month period. We can do that in-store now with a simple finger prick. So that's a really great one to keep in mind. We can do general health checks. We can do weight management. Another big thing that we can do is sleep analysis. So people that are worried they might have sleep apnea, they can come in and we can sort all that for them. We can keep their doctors in the loop. And we have a specialist doctor on hand to actually review all of your results for that. And the other thing we can do is the Metascan. So that helps you get fit and healthy for summer, age better. And lastly is the LED facials. So if you are finding that you've got some sun damage on your skin, or you're just getting a few more wrinkles than you'd like to have, this is a great one to follow up on as well.
Fantastic. I have seen something about that on the TV too. So that's a great initiative. And the world of medicine, Catherine, it does change all the time. So I guess a lot of people may have thought in the past that you can't get that all at a pharmacy these days. Well, there you go. You can. You're just outlining the benefits of it all.
Oh, look, exactly right. And look, there's more things you can get done. They're just a couple of the major things that we're doing at the moment. We obviously have a nurse on hand, so you can come in and see her and, get yourself sorted for the summer.
And it's a good idea to pop into your local pharmacy, which is Dixon's Guardian Pharmacy. You're in Goldie Street, Wynyard. Ask a few questions to see the haves and the have-nots, so to speak. And your training hours there, please, Catherine.
Okay, we go from 8.30 till 6, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 on Saturday, and 9.30 to 12.30 on Sunday.
And I'd like to wish you and your family and the rest of the team at Dixon's Guardian Pharmacy all the very best for the upcoming Christmas and all the best in 2023, and hoping we'll have a bit of a chat to you with another health check in the new year.
Lovely, yes. All the best to you guys too.